Well, hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, the Chris Miles Money Show. This is your host, Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate from the entrepreneur. Welcome you this morning and just welcome me out for a wonderful day and a wonderful week that we have here. This is a week of Thanksgiving, that's for sure, especially for those of us in the U.S. Hey, I just want to remind you, too, that if you want to get great, great value, obviously we talk about this show about how to create more cash flow today, how to have more freedom, more prosperity right now. You can also get a lot of those type of materials and education and further things that way if you go to moneyripples.com. There's great blogs and posts they put on there that are wonderful, webinars that we do, things like that you'll want to definitely check out. So today I want to talk about the one successful thing that all – well, the one successful habit that all successful people do. It's a – you know, it's one thing to try to be different. It's another thing to try to have what successful people have. But oftentimes to get that, you need to start doing the very things that they do as well. And as I've started to associate with a lot of people over the last several years, those people from all walks of life, those that are, you know, multi-decade millionaires, those that are up and coming in business, and those that are definitely have been there, done that, still doing it today. And you'll see something in common with all of them, both from those that I've personally known as well as those I've heard about, and heard some of their perspectives, whether it be from a distance, whether it be from their books or interviews they've done. You'll see that they all tend to have one thing in common. And no, it's not just success or money, nothing like that. But they tend to do something that's very similar. And these are people that don't necessarily know each other. These are people that don't have a secret club or anything like that where they're all getting together and saying, let's do the same thing. But they all tend to do the same habits. Now, there's several habits that I could probably share with you that that many of them do have in common. But I'm going to share one routine, one type of habit that they do that can also be done whether you have money or not. This can be done whether you're beginning, whether you're later in the stages, no matter what. This is something that's useful for everyone and becomes not just a habit of success, but becomes a life habit, something that you do day after day after day. So what is the secret? It's simply this, is to do what some people will call, it's given different names. Tony Robbins will call this the hour of power. I've heard it called the power hour. I've also heard people call it the morning ritual. Whatever you want to call it, every person that I know that's successful will wake up and they'll do something to help invigorate their bodies, invigorate their minds, and in many cases, invigorate their spirits. So they want to be fed, in a sense, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And so Tony Robbins calls it the hour of power, or I've heard power hour. You've probably heard me even reference that from time to time. Power hour could be a little bit misleading if you use that term because it does not have to take an hour. You might do some things that might take more time, but it may not take an extra hour or more out of your day. There's some things I'll teach you here that actually I use personally to be able to integrate that into my day where it doesn't take up a lot of extra time. So whether you call it the power hour or the morning ritual, like my friend Tiffany Peterson, who was on this show just a few months back, says, whatever you call it, either way, it's the same. And so let me describe exactly what this is, let's first describe why we do it. So the reason why we do the power hour or why we do this morning ritual is because if you've ever heard of the example of sharpening the saw, you know, if you're a logger, You're not just gonna go chop down or saw down trees with a dull saw. You'll waste tons of time, tons of effort, tons of energy, not getting the results you want. And this is true with people in real life, is that many people just keep going. They're like chickens with their heads cut off. They keep running around. They keep being frantic, or they just become lost and dazed and confused. And then they wonder why they get mediocre results. The reason why you do this ritual, why you do this routine each day, is because you don't want to be mediocre. You don't want to have average or even below average results. You want to be successful. You want to excel. You want to maximize your potential. You want to do more. You want to expand your stewardship, as we talk about so often on this show. You want to do more with your life. And the way to do that is through this. This is the beginning point. These are the starting stages. And if you have this down pat, if you're doing this on a daily basis, your likelihood and your odds of success are dramatically increased. And you'll find out that you're more productive during the day. You'll actually save more time because you'll get more done in less time. You won't be like most people where they wake up in the morning, they just roll out of bed and just start getting ready for work, or two, they might wake up and check their emails or check their social media or Facebook. You know, they'll do all those things, but this ritual or this routine. And what happens is that you end up just losing the day. You spend a lot of time trying to get going. You might try to get that cup of coffee to get you moving, or whatever it might be, or that big gulp from 7-Eleven. You're trying to do all those things to wake yourself up, and you're hoping that by 11 o'clock or so, you're starting to wake up. But by that time, it's almost lunch. So then you're like, oh, it's time to go to lunch. And then you come back from lunch, and then you start getting going in the afternoon. And finally, by about 1 or 2 o'clock, you're finally moving and becoming productive with just a few hours of the day left to go. And you've just lost a huge chunk of your day where you could perform absolute miracles. And so this is why we do this, because we want to have your mind sharp, your body awake and alert, and just yourself aligned and ready to go and be able to deliver the greatest value possible. In fact, the reason why I do mine on a daily basis, now I'm not perfect. There are days that I miss. But the reason why I put so much pressure on it is because I have to come up with a good, solid, sincere why. Why do I truly want it? For me personally, the reason I do this every day is because I know if I don't do it, I'm taking value away from each of you, from my clients. I'm taking value from those that I speak to, those that I teach, those that I show up for, whether it be in person, maybe the complete stranger. You know, that extra smile I might give that stranger might make their day. I don't know. You know, it gets me to show up and be more aware and be more powerful in the moment. When I don't do it, I tend to drag through the day. I tend to feel lethargic. I don't move as much. I feel more depressed a lot of times. You know, believe it or not, I actually do get a little bit depressed from time to time. Not that it's a permanent thing, but there are days that I have that are just lower days than others. They just don't feel great. And just so you know, by the way, I'm not a huge morning person. I'm more of a night owl. In fact, a lot of times when I record these shows, sometimes it's at night, like right now. And so anyways, I mean, like, I got to do this first thing of the day or I won't be delivering the best possible value that I can give you. So let's describe what it is that you do. How do you do this each morning? Now, somebody will ask me, they'll say, Chris, okay, I work at nights. My morning is pretty much like my dinner time. Okay, that's fine. Whenever you do this, the first thing you got to remember to do is whatever time you choose to do this, it should be the time that's your morning. So if you do work a night shift, the question I would ask then is, great, well, when do you wake up after you're done with your night shift? After you come home, go to sleep, when you wake up? Oh, I probably wake up in the afternoon. Great. That is your morning. That is the time to go do your morning ritual. Okay, great. So that's the case. Some people will say, hey, I'm a mom, and I feel like right when I wake up, the kids are trying to go after me, which my wife can definitely attest to. She knows that to be true. Hey, you know what? Great. Find ways to sprinkle it throughout the day. Integrate it throughout your day. Earlier the better, of course. If you can get up earlier than your kid, that's great. If they wake up super early, then send them with their dad and say, here, lay down with him, you know, even if he's zonked out, drooling on his pillow. My wife has done that to me a few times. So, I mean, whatever it takes to be able to allow you to have that personal time, you need this time. This is absolutely essential. If you want to show up better and more productive for your kids and show up as a better parent for your kids, you need to do this routine. You want to show up as a better spouse for your spouse, you want to do this. If you want to be better in all areas of your life, physically, mentally, spiritually, socially, financially especially, you've got to do this. In fact, I'll tell you, I've had clients that will get on a call and you could just tell that they're just not feeling abundant. They're just in a very scarce mood. And the first thing I'll ask is, hey, have you guys done your power hour? And they'll say, no, I haven't been very good lately. My response is, I can tell. It's affecting you. Do that power hour. You won't be able to make better money. You won't be able to solve better problems until you do it. So I send them back and make sure they go and do it. It's something I can't do for you, but it's absolutely essential. So let me get into the routine of what you do. So when you wake up, whatever that morning hour is for you, you want to start out. This is for me personally. You can mix this up however you want. Play with it. See what works best for you. But this is what works best for me. When I first wake up, I'm not really awake. Like I said, I'm not a natural morning person. I'm a habitual morning person. I've had to make myself a morning person, even if I don't want to be. And every single day, it's like hitting the reset button that I have to be able to be convinced. This is why I have to know why I'm doing it. Because if I didn't feel the pressure of showing up with my best, as my best self every day, showing up for you guys, I don't know if I would do it very consistently. There's got to be a reason why. So when I wake up, I need to do the physical part first. I've got to wake my body up in order to get my mind awake. Otherwise, if you try to do some, for me personally, if I try to do some of the spiritual things first thing in the morning, I fall asleep. I pass out. You try to do a meditation when I first wake up, I'm gone. I'm out. Try to pray, I fall asleep. I mean, those things just don't work for me. But if I can get out and get my blood pumping, however that looks, for me personally, I do a few days where I do running, and I do some other days where I do strength activities, things that work my body more from a strength angle, you know, whether it's lifting or, you know, you're doing push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, you know, squats, if you're doing, you know, whatever it might be, calisthenics, whatever it is to get your body going in the morning, that's what you want to do. So I start out with the physical activity to get my body going. And this does not have to take forever. You know, I tell some people where I got a few clients that are construction workers. You know, they get up really early to do construction work. And I'll tell them, great, at least do a gorilla workout. You know, do something where you do a 4-minute warm-up just to get yourself stretching and going. 4 minutes where you just kick your keister in the gear, and then 4 minutes where you cool down. 12 minutes total, that's it. Well, and I'll tell you that if you really make use of those 12 minutes, you can really get some good benefits from that. Not something I think to do long term. I don't think it's the answer to everything, but it can help. You know, and some people will say, well, Chris, I don't like running. Well, good. Don't run. Don't do what you hate. I mean, find something you enjoy. For example, I hate spinning classes. You know, a class where you're sitting on a stationary bike just pedaling for an hour. I can't stand that. That's horrible to me. I'd rather get out, and I don't care if it's freezing. I don't care if it's almost below zero. I'd rather get out and see some, you know, see the world than be stuck in a little room with a bicycle, a stationary bicycle, not even a real one. So that's me personally, but some people love it. Some people just want to go out for a walk. Great, do a walk. Some people say, hey, Chris, I have bad knees. Great, do you have an upper body? Can you do something with that? Walk on your hands. I don't care. You know, do something to at least get your blood pumping, whatever that might look like. So that's the first thing. The second thing is doing things from the mental realm. These are things where you might try to educate yourself more. This is where your phone can be really handy, or CDs, audiobooks, regular books that you're reading, like hard copies or paperbacks. You know, anything you're trying to study to become better at, whatever that may be, and whatever role you're playing in your life. You know, those of you in business, it's funny how people say, Chris, I really need to learn more about marketing. Well, great. Have you got a book on it that you're studying during your power hour? No, I haven't been doing that. Well, why don't you try that? Great thing to start doing. You know, for those of you that are trying to study some of the things that, you know, maybe I teach. Hey, great. Listen to my shows as part of that routine. I love it. You know, all kinds of things that you can do here to be able to get better. All these things to improve the things of how you think, how you, the knowledge you gain, all those things are part of that. So that's the mental portion. The spiritual portion can vary for different people. Because I know there's a lot of different varying beliefs, but whatever is suitable for you is great. These are things to help you align with your true self, your core of who you are. You know, for those of you that are more Christian, this might be reading the Bible, reading scriptures of some sorts, praying. I do a prayer of gratitude while I'm doing my workout. You know, maybe not while I'm getting my keister kicked. You know, maybe not during the really intense times, but maybe during the cool down or those other times too. You know, if I'm out for a jog, it's a great time for me to pray because I've got a lot of time to pray. So there's things like that. I mentioned prayer, of course. I mentioned scriptures. There's journal writing. Meditation is great. Some people like to paint as part of that or do something that makes them feel like it's part of that, you know, walking in nature, whatever it might be. I mean, something that feels like you can really connect with who you are and really get centered. That's the key. I've seen so many people do this and really they become more productive and not just busy. They, you know, and my own experience has been that when I'm centered as, you know, really with, and for me, it's centered, you know, some people call it sort of source. I call it the God, whatever you call it. I mean, I tell you, like, I really feel like I go from a reactionary standpoint to a place of creation. You know, for example, a lot of the things I do, people say, wow, that was so timely. I say, hey, I can't take credit. Honestly, That was God speaking to me, and a lot of times during the power hour. Or sometimes this happens after I'm done with my power hour. Later on, sometimes when I'm taking a shower, I get some of my best insights, or when I'm brushing my teeth. You know, a lot of times that bathroom time when you're getting ready in the morning can be great. I call it my shower of power, you know, when I start getting flashes of inspiration in the shower. Worst place ever to get inspiration, especially when you're like, wow, well, I can't really write on a piece of paper right now. I better remember this bad. So there's things you could do that way. I'll tell you, when you start doing that, when you start to really center it, you know, you start doing the spiritual, you do the mental, and you do the physical. When you do those three areas, the other two follow suit, the other two areas of life, which are your relationships and your money. You know, those are the effect, the cause of the spiritual, mental, and physical. The effect of doing these things is your financial and social, or your relationships. So for me, my routine, I get up in the morning, I work out. One of the things I like to do, for those of you who have heard of earlier shows with Ann Webb, one of the interviews we did recently, I like to listen to my ideal life vision. That's part of my, I'd say, both spiritual as well as my mental aspect of my power hour. I'm doing that while I'm working out. I also do a prayer of gratitude while I'm out working out. I love getting to a place of gratitude, because when I do that, it's amazing how much more powerful, how much more positive I feel when I'm done afterwards. You know, then I come home. I usually help my family get ready a little bit. Then when I get to sit down and eat, that's when I usually study my scriptures. I'll start, you know, study some words and focus on my spiritual study then. I'll do some mental study too. I'll even bring out books and read those. And if I don't really get a whole lot then, if I'm going for a drive anywhere, running errands or running to do some work type stuff, then great. I can listen to a CD in my car and start learning there. And so there's all kinds of things, all kinds of ways you can do this and integrate it throughout your day. Like I said, it doesn't have to take a lot of extra time. Just take that extra focus to really stack it and make it work. So that's the key: physical, mental, spiritual. You focus on those three key areas and watch what will happen, especially after consistency over time. And you'll see things start to happen, inspiration and those things that you get, you'll say, oh my goodness, that was brilliant. I gotta take action on that. And you will take action. You'll take action faster than most people will. You'll be awake by 8 or 9 o'clock. You won't be dragging until you're about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon before you wake up for a few hours. And then you need that 5-hour energy drink to get going again, right? That's not the case. You can really see a lot of things happen. And like I said, all successful people, not only do they have coaches, but one thing they do as a habit is that they all habitually have some sort of routine in the morning that they go and do. So this is my challenge to you. If you're listening to this first thing in the morning, awesome. I recommend you start doing this right away. If you're doing this, wonderful. Find ways you can improve upon it. How can you increase the quality of what you're doing? Not just the quantity, but the quality. Can you get better in some of those areas? Have you been a little lackadaisical in something like that? Hey, none of us are perfect. Can we make it better? You know, whatever level you're at. For some of you, might be just starting to do it. You might just be spending a matter of minutes every day just to get going. Whatever it is, start by doing it now. I'm telling you, it's so, so worth it. And it's been such a key to my success. In fact, final story here I'll give you. Some of you have heard this story before. The whole cash flow process that I created actually occurred during my power hour. It was actually one of those weird mornings where I was woken up at 5 a.m. or sorry, 4 a.m. It was even earlier. Normally, I wouldn't even wake up that early. You know, 5:30 or 6 is pretty early for me. I woke up at 4 a.m., couldn't go back to sleep. And I remember out for a jog and pondering on some questions I heard people had asked, including one of them saying, I wish I could have more money. I can't rub two nickels together. And I remember thinking, I know you have money. I know we could find it. And then all of a sudden, that's when those ideas of all those things came to my mind, some of which are the ones you see in that ebook on my website, Beyond Rice and Beans. And so those ways that have helped people free up now in total well over into the millions of dollars. I mean, into the tens of millions. I think somewhere in the ballpark between $50 and $60 million total saved to date in the last 5 years. So I'm telling you, this really, really works. Because not only did it bless hundreds and even really thousands of people's lives in addition to, but it really blessed my own. And so I challenge you to do the same. I challenge you to make the best use of it. Do that. And I love to hear experiences. I'd love to hear things you get out of it as well. So make sure you reach out to me. You know, both you can reach through my web. There's also Facebook. We got Money Ripples page there. Follow us. Make sure you're following us on iTunes as well. Make us part of your power hour. Make us part of what we can do to make your day great. So if you want to be more abundant, more prosperous, you do what everybody else does that they're abundant and prosperous as well. First thing to start to do, which is just one thing, is to start doing that power hour. Everybody, you make it a great, prosperous week, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.